different West Valley. It's all out way.
Hey, you bought well, Sean. Tidy innings, mate. What are you thinking there in the last couple of overs there? You seem to be just bowling pretty quick.
Lots of change of pace early. You know, we obviously learnt a lot from batting on that wicket first, and then, you know, it's obviously they've had a lot of cricket here this year with the Big Bash, Test, World Cup, all through the square, and then obviously the Swannies had a full season on it as well. So it's seen some traffic, pretty worn. So we saw a bit of that tonight, lots of cutters, and then towards the end the ball was pretty cut up, and we just thought, you know, try and get a little bit of reverse and a little bit of up and down movement. So got a bit tighter there than we'd like towards the end there, given it's our home track and the way we can see it play sometimes. But nice to get a win over those boys.
Still takes a bit of balls though. Those guys are swinging from the hip. Eskenazi batted beautifully, and then Hobson took a long handle to a couple of you guys.
They batted well, but I think Hobson sort of had to come out and do that. Otherwise, you know, we were sort of probably would have run away with that on that track. You know, they needed to come out and try and wrestle some momentum, and he did that. You know, ball spinning away from him with Gazza there, one of the best in the world, obviously. His BBL numbers are outstanding, especially here at home, and he's hitting against the spin, and he hit him a bloody long way, so I'm pretty glad we got that ball back. But our home track, we defended pretty well there towards the end.
So were you always confident that 150 would be enough on that surface?
Yeah, I think so. I think especially Benny Dorchus getting 10 off the last two balls. You know, it was getting a little bit tight there. You know, we're probably looking at maybe 130, 140, and, you know, we sort of would have liked maybe 160. I think 160 would have been plenty, but, I think, you know, we're in the game there at 150 if the rain stayed away. I think if the rain came, we probably would have sped up the wicket a little bit.
Was there always a plan for Dan to bowl that penultimate over, or was that Mo thinking on the fly a bit there, given how Lyon had gone for a couple this direction?
Yeah, I just think it was the way that Hobson was playing Gazza. Bit of a shorter side to this side as well. Dan's obviously just played his 400th T20 game, and we thought, well, if anyone's going to be able to do it, it's him. And he took 2 for 6, and I bet we're going to hear all about it in about 10 minutes from Siri. So, I'm glad he did well, but, yeah, we're going to hear about it.
What about your power surge, though, mate? Like, 3 of your 4 are bowling power surge. To be as economical as you were, that's quite impressive.
Yeah, I mean, my power surges haven't been great this year. And then CJ's come in and bowled them pretty well, and I went away and did some planning to try and be better there, because I'm obviously, you know, the senior bowler in the side, and I've sort of let the guys down there. They're two pretty key overs in the bowling innings, and I've not been anywhere near the mark. And then, you know, obviously the wicket here suited the bowlers. It's quite tough to bat on, so we'll be challenged when we go up to Coffs Harbour and then down to Hobart. Two pretty good batting tracks, so we'll be faced with some different challenges there in the way that we defend, especially in the surge.
What have you done with your bowling, Max? Like, I know you weren't quite as economical the 2 games before that, but that's 3 games in a row now where you've picked up 3 wickets, and obviously tonight pretty economical.
Probably just executing more. I mean, last game against the Thunder, I felt like I executed pretty close to 24 balls that I wanted. I got the ball basically where I wanted them for 24 balls, maybe besides a couple. The game before that, you know, my figures looked great, but, you know, there was probably 3 balls there that went for 4 that were nowhere near where I wanted to pitch the ball, you know, and that's 12 runs. So, and it makes a massive difference. So to come out here on a home track and it play the way we, you know, it suits our bowlers, fast cutters into the wicket. I would like to think, or when I walk out to bowl tonight, I expect myself and the bowling attack to go out and play well and be successful on that wicket.
And what about, mate, obviously 1 point off the top spot now, the chance to push for a home grand final qualifier and not to leave the SCG during the finals, that'd be pretty big.
Yeah, I mean, it was spoken about a little bit just after the game there. You know, we've got a chance to go up to the top, but, you know, the Scorchers are obviously a class side. The loss won't affect them too much, as we've seen for the last 12 BBL seasons. But that means we avoid potentially going to Perth twice if we play them in a final. So, that'll be huge for us to stay east, avoid the plane, and a few sore backs.
Sweet. Thank you.
Thanks, mate.
Cheers. Thank you.